we had a vehicle stolen from the hospital on the grounds of the hospital. You know, the way the system works, it's not automatically capturing everyone that passes these cameras. So we entered that tag number, vehicle description, into the system, and was able to get a hit. So it gave the officers a direction of travel. They knew which direction that vehicle left from the hospital. Responded to that area and actually recovered the stolen vehicle this morning and arrested the individual responsible for stealing. If your vehicle gets stolen, you know, it doesn't know your vehicle stolen. So we would enter that tag ABC123, and then that system, with technology the way it is, it will search every vehicle that's passed it that possibly had that tag number, and if it passed it, then it captures that and alerts us, and that's how, you know, it's like having a police officer sitting at a red light or a street corner 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, looking for the bad person you're looking for that's wanted on charges, or, you know, we have a child that's abducted or kidnapped or something tragic like that. You know, we can put that in that system, and it's like having eyes at these locations to help us protect our citizens. You know, we've got a very strict policy and procedure in relation to that. Actually, you know, our deputies have to get approval as to what reason they're searching that for. No different than currently for driver's license. You know, we have to have a legitimate reason to actually ask for a driver's license information from South Carolina DMV. You know, they have policies in place to prevent misuse of that, and we have those same policies in place as well for systems like this type of technology.